Let us start over the Gemara from Daf Samech at base. Who gavra the zomel le'yara le'chavrei shalei b'achayis? A person sold a karke. The moicha was not mekabel achayis. If the balchay will be goyved from the lekech, he wasn't mekabel achayis to pay. Chaz yedav ha'kotziv, so the moicha noticed that the lekech was ba'atzvis. He told for Lominoch, you know, if the Balchay will take it away from you, Magvinoloch Shufra Shvacha Peri. I'll pay from my idiots, the Shvach and the Peris that you are Mashbiach and the Peris that grew in it. So I'll everything that will be taken away from you, I'll pay you back. Omar Amemers, Amemers said, Pitumi mili ba'almahu. This does not carry any water. It doesn't mean anything. It's only pitumi mili ba'almahu. Amalei Ravashi lameimer taima mai. Why is it pitumi mili? Kivin de lekeach boi lasnuyi. This tanai that the moicha should be mekabel achayis be'etzem is mutlan de lekeach to make this tanai. And here, the Moicha made it nigh. He's not the one that should have made this nigh. The Lekech should have made this nigh. Amrit Putumi Mili Balmu. Ela Masnisa Diktoni. We learned in a Baraisa that the Moicha told the Lekeach that when you'll have money, I'll give you back the Kaake Muta. The Moicha who the boy lasnuye. Now the Moicha should have made this nai when he sold the karka. Should have said, if I'll have money, I should be able to buy it back. Moicha loy asni v'lekeach kamasni. Lekeach made the tanai. The lekeach said, ba'amrinon, and we asked, maishna reisha, maishna sefer. Roma rova sefer doma le midaite. So rova said, the only reason it is mutter in the Sefer, because in the Sefer, the Lekeach said, if I want to sell it to you, I'll sell it to you. Taima da oma le midaite, hale oma le midaite. But if he wouldn't have said, beferish midaite, lemrinim putumi mili balmu. And according to the Yesod of a Mema, that it doesn't mean anything, so a filu, if he didn't say midaita, it's also p'tumei mili, and it should be mutas. Why did Rav have to make an akimte of midaita? Amalei nasa kemandom alei midaita. Now that's good for what Rav means. Rav means, since the divrei aloikeach, it doesn't have any value whatsoever, it doesn't carry any ischaivus whatsoever, because it's pitume mile, because this tanai to make a shir and the mekach, the meicha should have made. The lekech is not the one to make this tanai. So it's pitume mile. So whatever he said is not a mechayev. So that what he says, I'll give it back to you, that means if I want, I'll give it back to you. So therefore, there's no shayla of ribis and achilas peyos. Let us see the top Taisvis. Tume mili ba'almahu. So Taisvis says, Dafka hoche, shikva omdu al soif liknei shalei b'chais. That means, till they came to this conclusion, that the lekeach is buying the karke shalei b'chais. Bohoya mitztair al lekeach. The lekeach, it's good, they were up to making a gemar on the kinyan, and the lekeach etzah, shlohem ischatza moicha la moicha b'chayis. The moicha b'shemoifa, they were talking and talking, and the moicha b'shemoifa did not want to sell k'mimekabel achayis on the kach. V'hu lehoya reitza l'nich meliknoisa b'shvil kach. And le'idach gise, the lekeach did not want to be mevata on this kinyan, bishvil kach, that means he wanted to buy it, even though he's not mekabel achayis. Lahochi havi p'tumei mili ba'alma. So that means as follows. That means that during the whole process of the mekach, the moicha was saying, I'm not mekabel achayis. The lekeach was asking him, please mekabel. And he said, I'm not mekabel achayis. At the end, that the moicher saw that he was also, he said, you know, I'll pay the achayis. So since this was said at the end of the mekach, and he's not a baldova at all, the lekeach was the one that should have made this night, he's buying the achayis. Lachi havi ptumi mili ba'alma. Avol im betchilas hadvorim. If in the beginning, when they started speaking about this transaction, posach ha-moicha, the moicha started saying, kni lecha sodai, mikayne desvil, di tofa lo minoch, and if my balchoy will take it away from you, so I'll pay you the shufre shvocha peiri, that means it's irrelevant who was the one that started the conditions. But if lemaise before the Kenyan started, the moicher said that, listen, when if someone will take away this karke, I'm a kabbalah chayit. So this is not Ptumi Mili, Elet Nagoma, Ki Bevadai Le Niskaven Le Loikhei El Bachayis, Kamei She Posach Le Yamoich. That means, so here, if the Moicha was the one that offered this Kabbalah Sachayis, and then they started the procedure to make this transaction, so that's Zichel, that the Lekeich is buying it under these conditions. The whole Mekach started with this condition. Agamar is speaking about Pumfakel. The Mekach started with that the Moicha was saying Bishamayvni is not Mekabel Achayit. And the Lekeach was Balkochach Yana Omein, he didn't have an eitz, he wanted Afalpikin to be kind of the Kark. And in the end, the Moicha said, listen, Mekabel Achayit, we say that's Pitumimim. Venafkimino Lamandoma Achayis Laftoi Saifu Oilishaltinoi. So Nafkimino if you hold Achayis Laftoi Saifa. So normally there's no Kabbalah Achayis. And the Moicha would have started speaking in the beginning of the transaction that listen, even though Achayis Laftoi Saifa, but listen, I'm going to be Mekabel Achayis. So then we say that the whole Mekach was based on this akdome, and then you can't say Pitumimil. The Bechem B'Samuch will come back to Taisvis by the next Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu shchiv mera, the kosov lo gito l'devise. It was a shchiv mera that wrote a get to his wife. Now, let's just explain what happened over here. He was a shchiv mera. And he saw that Mustame, he's going to die. He didn't have any children. He didn't want his wife to be Zokok Liyibum. So he wrote her a get. Wrote her a stam get without any conditions. Fine. Ingit the Asnach. Then he, right before he gave her the get, he took a long breath, he gave a krecht. That was the hakdama before he gave the get. Omro lei, so she told him, Amaikom misnachitz, why are you krechting? Ikaimis, you're giving me a get, fine. Ikaimis, if you're going to become gesund, idochano, I'll remarry you. I'm telling you, I mean, you're giving me a get now, but listen to it. If you're going to get gesund, I'm going to remarry you. So, why krechtze? Omar Rav Zvid, ptume mili ba'almo. So Rav Zvid said, that what she said, that she's going to marry him, that's the only reason she said this, was to make him feel good. She'd stop krechtzing. But she does not mean at all that she's going to do it, that she'll marry him. Omalei, sofort, sonst gar nicht. Omalei, Rav Ache, mi difti le Ravine, vi lav tu mi mili, mai, she sang a shtik teure. She doesn't mean what she said. But if she would have meant what she said, so then we would say that the get was given on this condition. That means he's giving her a get, but my, that he will get his own, she'll marry him. But it's Ptumi Mile. Bidido kaimele mishdit noi begite. She can make a tna. I feel like she did mean it. He's giving the get. She says, you know, I'm going to marry you if you get gazun. So if she could make a tna in the get, so I'll say that she says, listen, you're giving a get. The get is being given on this condition that if you get gazun, I'll marry you. If I don't marry you, so I never was a get. But she's not the one that can make this tnoim. He's the one that's making this tnoim. So it's irrelevant if she means what she says, if she doesn't mean what she said. That's the kash. Amalei ravach mi difta ravine. Vilaf tume mile mai bedido kaimele mishte tnoi begite. If she would really mean it. So she could make a tnoi in the get, that the get should not be chal, she won't be marry him. He's the one that's making the tnoim, so he didn't say anything. So it's irrelevant if she did mean it, if she didn't mean it, but he didn't say anything, so the get was given stomach. So the Gemara says, no, ma de time he gufa adaite dido kogomer viyoib gite. No, I would think she said, you know, if you're going to get gesund, I'll remarry you. And he's giving the get, so he's giving, if she would talk him mean seriously, she's going to remarry him, so then I would say he's giving her the get, bitnaizu, that if I get gesund, you mechuyev to marry me, and if you don't marry me, so the get is not a get. So if she would talk him mean it seriously, I would say he's giving the get, on this condition, even though he didn't speak it out. Kamash Malon, so that's what the Gemara is telling us, but she didn't mean it. She just meant it, Liptume Mila, he gave a crack, so she told him, I'm going to marry you, but she did not mean what she said. So Mamela, since she doesn't mean what he said, so you can't say that he's giving the get a daita to what she said, because she herself doesn't mean it. So that's why it's a get without a tonight. So if he gets gesund, she's not mechuyev to marry him. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, the cause of logita ledevisu, shaloi tezok akliyibu. He wrote a get. The purpose of the get was that if he dies, she shouldn't be zok akliyibu. The cause of lo al tonight imes. He didn't make any tonight. And she said, Didochano. So the Gemara says, Pitume Mili. Ein Amira Zu Kabolas Tanai. She is not saying that I'm making a Tanai in the get, that the get will only be get if you'll get Gizund, I'll remarry you. Elala Nachmoy. She's telling him, he's giving a crack, so she's telling him, may she feel good. She's telling him that she'll remarry him. But theoretically, if she wants, she can get married right away. There was no tnai, there was no ischaibis. She's just saying this that he should feel good. I feel like she really meant it. What if she said a shvua? I swear that if you get gesund, I'm going to remarry you. So then you can't say it's Ptumi Mili. She really means it. But the Dokaim, so she can make Tnoim and the get bit me. Haget ain el midasa ish. The get is midasa ish. V'tzorich lemoisroi lo ala tnai. He has to give it over on this tnai. V'im loy hisne b'shas. Nesine, if he did not make this tnai that she's mechuyev to remarry him, tnai shelo ein klum, so her tnai is nothing. Vafila Amra Kaidim Lachain. Vafila, she said it. She said before that if you get gesund, I'm going to marry you. But she's not, she is not, she has no chelik in the Asiyas HaGet. She can't make any conditions in the Asiyas HaGet. He's making the get, and he didn't say anything. The Rashi, before we had a Gemara, that the Moshe sold the Lekech HaKarka without a Chayis, the Moshe sold the Lekech HaKarka without a Chayis, and the Lekech was Otziv, so he told him, you know, I'm a Kabbal HaChayis, my Malva will take it away from him, I'm a Kabbal HaChayis. So there the Gemara said, only Pitumei Milim. But if he really meant it, so there, it would be a Kabbalah Sachayis. So Rashi says, Leidomi lemomei de mishabed nafshi bediburi. There, he could be mishabed himself. That means that we once mentioned a yesod of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says in Baba Kama, Simen Chavov, the Bramas Chalela, Rav Shimon says, when you make a kinyan, so you only have to make a maise kinyan, and the ikar chalik of the kinyan. The pratim, you don't have to make a special maise kinyan on that. For example, let's give a poshut example. A person buys a karka. Mind the karka for $100. Mind the karka. Right. Now, so what happens next? So the lekech makes a chazok in the karka. Fine. So the maise kinyan on the karka, the lekech made a chazok. Fine. Now, the karka belongs to him. Now the meicher comes to the lekech. No, you owe me $100. You made a maise kinyan for me that I owe you $100. I made a maise kinyan on the karka. You didn't make a maise kinyan that I owe you $100. So I changed my mind. I'll only give you $50. There's no such thing. It's a galach. Because the payment of the karka is the chelik of the maise kinyan. I'm not giving you presents. I'm selling you a karka under a condition you'll pay me $100 for it. If you make a chazok on the karka, so that means that whatever we spoke out, automatically is chal, even though there was no special maise kinyan from you that you have to pay me $100. That's a part in the maise kinyan. And that's nichlal in the maise kinyan. Whatever we spoke out is nichlal. So mamela, if the moicher sold the karka, fine. And the moicher said, you know, I'm going to be mekabel achrayis on this karka. So if the moicher would have meant it, he didn't need a new maise kinyan. He's mishabed himself. That's what Rashi says. Leidomi lemomei de mishabed nafshei v'diburei. There, if he says that he's mekabel achrayis, he can be mishabed nafshei v'diburei. You don't have to make a maise kinyan. If he meant it, he would take a bichayev achrayis. So there the Gemara said, but he didn't mean it. Here the Gemara asked the kasha, I feel like she would have meant it, and she said that I'm going to marry you, and if I won't marry you, the get shouldn't be a get. But she's not making the get. Here, it's not like momin mishabed nafshi b'diburei. He's giving the get, and if he wants to make conditions in the get, he has to say it. So the Gemara says, no, if she would have meant it, I could assume that that he's giving the get at Aita Dido. So Kamash Malon, but she didn't mean it. He knew she didn't mean it. So Mamela, so therefore the get was not given on this night. Before we see Taisus Kamash Malon, let us see the end of the previous Taisus, which we skipped over the Kabbalah. V'chein b'samach, the last four lines. B'samach, the next sugi, that means the sugi we just learned. Mayri shenisratze v'gomar bedatei u'bepiv legareish b'loitnai. it's talking about the whole thing, he said, and also she was hungry. Yeah, I'm giving a get without a tonight. You get now. So Tietaisi says, V'gomar v'date v'piv l'ga. That's the story. V'hibosa later, by the end, and then later, even he right, a minute before he gives the get, he's casting away. V'hibosa l'nachmai b'dvorel. And she came to me, Menachmai, don't worry about it. You give me a get, but I'm telling you, if you'll get gesund, I'll remarry you. So it's the same story over here. So the Mintais is saying, it's speaking about that this was said at the end, right before the Gemara get. Till then, but you got anders. Now all of a sudden she's talking, that she'll remarry him. So here we say, pitum emil. Now let us see the next Taisis. We'll see, the next Taisis is Pilei Ploy. Kamash Malon, Peirish. Now what's the Kamash Malon? The Chinami, that really there's a svara to say that he gives a day to the door. The Chinami a day to the door. Maktulo ain't a choyzer. He also can't be choyzer if she won't remarry him. The Gamila yomra p'tumei mila. P'tumei mila. Finished. Mash mahoche. Zuktais. Okay, fine. So the Shaila was, did she mean it? Didn't she mean it? Did he mean what she said? That was the sugya. She didn't mean it, so he didn't give a get on that night. Shalom al Yisrael. Zuktaisvis, mashmahoche, it would seem from here, the shchivmra amigarish ishastam. Let's forget about this maisa with the krechtin and everything. He's a shchivmra, and he's giving his wife a get. So vaistachois, im omad eine choise beget. Vaistachois from the sugya, he's not choise beget. They may stay. Here the shah was, did he make it night because of what she said? Behei mashme b'misha ochsoi. Shehutzrach Shmuel l'sakin begita de shrimra. Shmuel said, when a shrimra gives a get, you have to write in the get, in meisi yehei get, in lav lo yehei get. Also, kaponim v'istachois, without speaking out, he's a shrimra, and everyone understands why is he giving the get, they were happily married for the last 40 years. You give a get without knowing, it's a get. Even though he's a shrimra. As if I say from the sugya. And forget that, so we need her tonight. And we can make sure Rabbeinu Tama perish, I couldn't wish Rabbeinu Chananu. The peer shohod om harav hunde b'misha ochsoim. Gitoi hareyu kimatonosi. There's a memra of Rav Hune in Gittin. Rav Hune said, Gitoi hareyu kimatonosi. Ma matonosi imom et chayse. Rav Gitoi imom et chayse. That's a memra. That the get of a shchimra, that's Rashi says, is like the maton of a shchimra. Upirshu, so Rashi in Bein Echanan Olam Shatm Rav Hune, that's tam shchimra koi. It's speaking about a normal shrimra. If she nosan gets tam, im omad choyzer, kemoi b'matona. Eises Rav Hune said, gitoi kematanosoi. The get of a shrimra is just like a bayamatna shrimra. Bayamatna shrimra, the aloche is, if a shrimra gives a matona and he gets gezun, it's bottle mabut. Everyone realizes the omatona was given because he thought he's going to die. Not going to die. So Rav Hune said, Gitoi kemata nosoi. So Rashi says, that's not Rav Hune. Hashchimra gives a get. You have to understand why is he giving a get? Because he thinks he's going to die. But if he gets gesund, automatically, it's not a get. That's a Rashi says, Pshat Rav Hune. So Ktoisves, from us, the years Mashman, not like that. And the takona hutzlach shmul l'sakin begita de shimra that you have to say beferish imeiti yeget imlav lo yeget. So I says that's what Shmuel said. That a shimra should write such a thing. Then if he won't die, it won't be get. But I say stammers if you don't see anything, it's a get. So Taisus has here akasha and rashi. Shatlash. Zakte pnei Yeshua in Gittin, Rafaim Beis Amet Beis, Shemu Shemayim. Let's look back on the previous Tosfos. We just learned it. V'chein besomuch mayri shenisratze v'goma v'daitoi u'bepiv l'karish v'loi t'nai. Tosfos says pshat ma'agamore. Tosfos says Agamore is speaking about that when he gave the get, before anything happened, before his wife opened up her mouth, he was nisratze v'gomar b'daitoi u'bepiv. He said, no, he's giving a get. I'm giving a get. L'garish b'loi t'nai. I'm giving a get without it. No conditions. That's what he said right by the Messiah's get. And all of a sudden she popped up and he's krechting, but I'm giving you without conditions. So she popped up, well, I'll marry you. Fine. But that's the story over here. Rashi from Asugia. Rashi says, "Pshat memra of Ravu negitri kematanosoi." Shimra gives a get. Stamazoi. I say that he means. Yeftada means if he's going to die, he won't die. That's what Ravu said. But this is from Nanzasugia. But Nanzasugia, the Tais is just made in a kimte. The previous Tosfos, the Goma b'datoi u'bepiv legarish b'loit nai. That's the story over here. So that's the story. See, connect me a kashma from Ravune. Ravune is speaking about Adonish Gezot. Adonish Gezot is gitte kematanozi. But if he says, Glor, I'm giving a get without any conditions, so what's it to talk about? Zaytaina t'pneisho. Zaytaina t'pneisho. Not the taps. On a teretz on Rashi, it's okay. Al kapodim et spile ploim. Emiyo yesh loime, sugye dohoche, ushmu pligi alabon. So they saw the tzakashe, a sugye maistois, that you don't say gitte kemata no say. Emiyo yesh loime, sugye dohoche, ushmu pligi alabon. It's a good, that's what Rabu knows. A sugye is chaylik alabon. Shmu is chaylik alabon. Doch in nami pligi lehosam rabbe verove, in gidden rabbe rove, schoile kan rabbe. Yishuv makshe rabbeinu tam shom al peirusha, im aforish rabbuna amas nisim dohosam koi. The rabbeinu tam asks other kashas on Rashi, and therefore he says rabbuna is not talking about a stam shrimra, he's talking about the case in Yana Mishnah, amayemi meisi michayli zekoi, okay, so this is a Malikas Rashi and Tosfos. Fine. Pshatim Ravune. Hilbo al Sodeyu. Now we're going to go to our Mishnah. Hilbo al Sodeyu. He lent him, he took the soda from a mashkin, and he told him, if you don't pay me back in 3 years, the sod is mine. Finished. That was the upmach. And now let's just give a little hakdomen. This upmach is a very modna upmach. Let's understand why it's a modna. The sod was worth double the amount of the chayt. He told them, listen, I'll pay you back in 3 years. If I won't pay you back in 3 years, the sod is yours. So we have to understand why should the loive agree to such a bar, 100 thals from him. You have a soda that's worth 200 thals, if I don't pay it back in 3 years. So the soda is yours, you keep a soda, $200 soda. So the shaila is, why should the loive say such a thing? Why should he be masking to such a thing? So the poshit pshat is that the loive sees the Malva is lending him $100. The Malva thinks that the slave, it's Maim Shalem, slave. When will they pay back $100? So the Loive wants to assure the Malva, there's nothing but to worry about. I'm not a fly by night. I borrow, I vote as I vote. I mean, I tell him to pay you back in 3 years and pay you back. But in order to assure you that you shouldn't have heart palpitations and you should sleep good at night, listen, if in 3 years, I don't pay you up, the skalka you're holding is a mashkin, the skalka is yours. Right? Now, the
over here is a very good. She doesn't have to chase the loyfe. He has the mashkin. This is a mashkin. The bow also there. He has the mashkin. And in 3 years already, it's going to be his if he doesn't pay up. The malvish love. His heart palpitations. The shayla is, did the loyfe really mean it? No. Shad is like this. What do you mean? Did he really mean it? The loyfe was under the impression, the loyfe held, he's going to pay in 3 years. Yes, chesbainis, in 3 years he's going to pay. But the malve, his heart palpitations. I know that he shouldn't have heart palpitations. He tells me, "Bibatuachta, you're taking care." But he never thought that this would come about. He thought he'll zicha pay up in the 3 years. Now the ma'isa, something happened. The market crashed, and was almost $100. It's after the 3 years. Did he really mean that if he won't pay, he was under the impression he's going to pay up. That's why he said this dreidel. So he's not going to lose and the malva can sleep and shalom ha'yisroel. But now that he sees that he doesn't have any money, shame is your mind. He didn't mean to give him $200 for $100. So this is a sugya of asmachte, and that's a whole sugya which we're going to learn. Asmachte kanye, asmachte loy kanye. Do we say this gmiras das on the one who makes this agreement? Does he take into consideration, but if, oh my cheshbon is become what, or do I really mean to be machnet him, or he doesn't mean? That'll be the sugya of asmachte kanye, asmachte loy kanye. This is one nekuda over here. There's another nekuda which is kedai to mention. That's some Tosfos asked the kasha before, and we're going to have a similar kasha soon as the Gemara progresses. L'chayre, this should be a ribistik shayla. That means he told them, listen, if I don't pay you in 3 years, you keep the kaka, the 200. So this is a ribistik shayla. So Taisus asked the Kasha before, and Taisus had a Teretz, which we learned. The Rishonim, the Rimegash, and the Ra'or, it's a Chubas HaRajma, and Tarnu Nalfta, Bingzana, Rimegash, and the Ra'or, and Seif Baba Basra, that asked this Kasha. And they say, a beautiful Teretz. A beautiful Teretz. They say, Shemesh Shemayim. This has nothing to do with Ribbis. This is not Ribbis. Why? Gedda of Ribbis is Agar Notar. That means I'm paying you, you lent me money, you want Teveya for me. I'm paying you. Agar Aschiris for waiting and let me use your money. Over here, 3 years he's lending him the money. He lent him the money for 3 years. I'll pay back the last day. You lent me $100. How much am I going to pay back? The last day, $100. I'm not going to pay you a penny more for that you lent me money. I don't pay ribbis. He doesn't take ribbis. I don't pay ribbis. Right. Now, so for the alvo, it comes the third year, the end of the third year. He's not lending me again. He's moneying right away. He's not saying, you have more time to pay. No, he's moneying right away. So what is pshat in the $200? The $200 was a knas. That's pshat. Pshat is, you told me to pay me up in 3 years. I want to give you an incentive to pay up in 3 years. If you don't pay up in 3 years, you give me a $200 karka. So here the $200 karka, which he will get the next day, is not agel nota. He's not paying him for the halvor. Because he wasn't married to Alvo. The Alvo was $400. The minute the 3 years end, so he's right away coming in David the Kalka. There's no new Havochas Hazman. If he would say, good, you're supposed to pay me 3 years. You're not paying me in 3 years, I'll give you another year to pay up, but now you have to give me $200. So that is called for the Havochas Hazman. Over this fourth year, he's giving him $200. That's ribbis. But that's not the story over here. What? For the past 3 years, he'll pay a minute before the end of the year, he gives him $100. The minute that the year ends, the third year ends, He's not giving any more time to it. He's not lending him the money anymore. He's just coming and taking away the karka. So you can't say for the havochas hazman, he's getting money. He's an havochas hazman. The havochas hazman was 3 years, and if you give me the end, the last second before the 3 years end, you give me $100. He's not charging for the havochas hazman. He's charging because you told me you're going to pay up, and you didn't pay up. So this is a knas. This is a knas. So this is not ribis. So Memela, the shaila, did he mean it? Didn't he mean that's a shaila hazman? But that's, what? That was the Malvin delivery. Made the knas. You told me you're going to pay up. Fine. But listen, if you don't pay up in 3 years, so you're a fly-by-night. No, then I'm going to get the cock. That's worth $200. That was dogma. That's a knas. He didn't hold his word. Just Mitsuga's going to pay up in 3 years. Fine. And now you're not paying up, so you have to give me the cock. The Bible will learn the Gemara more in Rashi without Taisvis. Dilvo al Sadeyu. Oma Ravune Bishas Matan Mois Kona Haken. So Ravune said Bishas Matan Mois, that means if they spoke out and he lent the money, he told them, listen, if you don't pay me up in 3 years, I get this car, okay? So it's Kona Haken. La'acha matan mois, what is, if B'shas Havoy didn't tell him anything. 2 years later, the Malva starts getting gray, so he starts worrying, he sees what the economy is like. So he comes over to the Loive and he tells the Loive, listen, you made up, you have to pay me up in 3 years. We didn't make any conditions, but now I want to make up with you. You don't give me, we met up, you have to pay me back in 3 years. If you won't pay me back in the third year, the skalka that I have a maskin, I'm going to keep. And the lawyer said, yeah, it's maskin. But this whole agreement was made la'achamat and mois, not b'shas albo. This was made later. So Rav Huna said, b'shas matan mois kon akil. So Rav Huna is saying, in other words, that the Levi meant it, and it's an agreement, and it meant finished, and it la'achem matan mois, then the Levi didn't mean it. If he lent money in this condition, no, I'm asking. He lent money, didn't say anything. Now you meet me in the street, you say, listen, if you don't pay back, and then and the next year, I'm going to get the cock. And the Levi shuckled the cup, and he says, yes. Here, the Levi didn't mean it. That's, so la'acha matan mois, elekone ela keneged mo'oisov. So then, Rav Huna said, keneged mo'oisov, he can take from the kark. 1 second. So zot Rashi, let us see Rashi. B'shas matan mois, hisna manas kein koinakel, im la'acha matan mois, hisne, ein bedvorov klum. It doesn't mean anything. Ein bedvorov klum. It doesn't mean anything. So, Zuktach Sam Seifer, Pshat and Rashi, so, Eimid Borkum, doesn't mean anything. So why can he be Goyver from this Kalke, Keneged Moisov? It doesn't mean anything. So, the Sam Seifer says that Rashi holds, it's a Rav Huna and Bobekama that holds Pei Kesef Eimeitav. And the Rashbam says that a fellow by Halvo, there's such a Seder. By halvo, either you pay me with money or you pay me with meta. I mean, that's a schus of a malva. It's a schus of a malva to be goiva or kesef by meta. So memele, so that's harashi lemshat ravune. So tachsam seifa ravune leshitose. So memele now that he told them, Lachem at Mois, listen, I want this karke, give me the whole karke, he told me after 2 years. So, aim at Vavklum, that agreement is worthless. But after the 3 years, he can be goyve the karke, not giving me money, I can be goyve the karke, I'll say, yes, I made it. Can I get Mois? Not on Stokmach. Stokmach is worthless. But it's 3 years already, this man Peroin came, he didn't give me any money, so I can take Meta. So I'll take the karka, can I get myself? That's how the Sam Sefer says Pshat and Rashi. But Rav Nachman Omer Afilu La'achem Matan Mois Kona Hakel. Rav Nachman said, no, Afilu La'achem Matan Mois. He met him after 2 years. He told him, you know, listen, let's make sure that nothing will happen after 3 years. If you don't pay me up in another year, this karka belongs to me. The lady said, yes. La'achem Matan Mois is Kona Hakel. So that's what Rav Nachman holds. Rav Nachman holds, even Lachem Matan Mois, it's not an Asmachta, and it helps. Now, there is a tremendous problem over here, and we have to resolve the problem that Achoinim ask. Lachem Matan Mois, now, B'shas Tahalvo, Zahal B'tzorim. Mishastavu, I'm making a halvah on this condition that if you don't pay in 3 years, this karka belongs to me. This can work. But la'acha matan mois, so the karka belongs to me. How does it belong to you? He means it. But dibur, nothing there. I said that the karka will be yours. How will it be yours? He said, after 3 years it'll be yours. So how can it work? This kasha is a meiridike kasha that the Gedolei Achronim ask and the Rishonim ask the kasha. It's a kasha. So let us just mention 3 easy terutzim. There's more complicated terutzim, but these are 3 easy terutzim. The Teres Chaim says on this kasha, the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, after 2 years, he went over to him and he says, listen, I want to make sure that when by the 3 years pass by, I'm going to get my money. If you don't pay me by the 3 years, you'll be makna me the karka. The levy said, yes, and they wrote a star. Star kinyan. The levy gave over the star to the malva. So there was a maisa kinyan. The shells, did he mean it or didn't he mean it? Is that smacht or not a smacht? Rav Nachman knows a smacht a kinyan. So he meant it. But there was a star. There was a maisa kinyan that gave over this karka to the, that's one thing. The Chassam Sofer brings down a Talmud of his, said another teretz. A Talmud of his said a teretz that he told him, if I don't pay you up, make a chazok in the karka next year. That means when after 3 years, make a chazok in the karka. So the din is like this. Chazok is only koyin if say lei chazek akni. It means the makness is a lech hazek akni, the koine makes the kinyan, then it works. Without lech hazek akni, chazok is gone. See, he said lech hazek akni after the 2 years. So now if he meant it, we say it's not an asmachta, so it's very good. So he said lech hazek akni. He made a chazok in the 3rd year, so if asmachta kanye, so finish, so he was koine. If he didn't mean it, so there's no lech hazek akni, he didn't mean what he said. Some male so chazaka won't help, but we have a ma'isekinyan. We have a problem. Where's the ma'isekinyan? He made a ma'isekinyan chazaka, but you need a leich chazaka k'ni now. So you have to know. And he said leich chazaka k'ni. That's what the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer told the Chassam Sofer. There's a third mahalach, which if we want, the Shitas Harambam is maybe the Shitas Rashi that milve is koine by mecher. I can be koina a mecha with milva. So that means, so he's telling them like this, you owe me $100. So for the milva, so this is, with the milva that you owe me, you're selling me the karka. So that means if you hold milva as koina, so you can make such a ma'isekinyan with milva, and that's how it will help. So memela, v'lachem atna mois kona hakel, that's Rav Nachman. Ovad Rav Nachman Uvde Amaise Gabi Reish Geluse. Rav Nachman was the dying in the bezin of the Reish Geluse. And there was such a Maise La'acha Matan Mois. The Malve met the Loive and he said, you know, if you don't pay me up in a year, the Karka belongs to me. And let's say they wrote a star. Ovad Rav Nachman Uvde Gabi Reish Geluse Kishmaite. They wrote a star that the karka belongs to him, and it helps the Philalachamat Mois. Kishmaite. Kore Rav Yehuda l'shtore. Rav Yehuda saw the shtar. Rav Yehuda held lacham at Mois. This is a gelach. That doesn't work. So Rav Yehuda tore up the shtar. So according to the Teres Chaim is Golgot. This was a shtar mecha. Teres Chaim says this. He tore up the shtar mecha. There's another malach. So Bezdin wrote that it'll be long to him after 3 years. And he tore up the shtar Bezdin. Fine? So now the Reish Galusa told Rav Nachman, could be told him a year later, right? You know, Rav Yehuda Korel Shtorach, you know, you paskin that the Shtar is good and it belongs to him. Rav Yehuda tore up the Shtar. So we have two Lashonis in the Gemara. One Lashon is, Omar Lei Dardiki Korel, Rav Yehuda tore up. If he tore it up, so he held that he can't be kind. So according to this lashon, Rav Nachman was maskim to the psak. Ike da amri, omalei dardiki koi. He tore it up. Who's he? The kolama legabi di bedina dardiki nino. Kori Rav Nachman was big in Dine Momenes, so he said, he tore it up. You know what he did? I mean, it's a Dardiki Kori. What does Rashi say? Dardiki Kori, Bitmiye, Bechile Yodam Godelu, like Kori Boloitam. And then the second lesson is that he said, Dardiki Kori.